This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations right here, to great radio stations all across the country on the Genesis Communications Network, GCNlive.com, the website where they're streaming, as well as on the leading Salem media stations that I'm on in some of the biggest markets in America. We thank them very much for that, as well as some great independent stations, too, out there. Gives us a nice cross-member group of people to talk to. Now, you can also hear us streaming live on the Internet because we are out there on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, streaming for all the world to hear. We're also on GCN Live and on all the Salem stations, and many of the affiliates have streaming services as well. Now, don't forget, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody, it's working on the third watch, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, getting the job done. Our FedEx and our UPS drivers, our bulk mail center haulers out there hauling the mail. Going to get a little interesting over the next couple of days in Florida, I'll tell you that much. And then our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the oil products so that we can get out there and go. And don't forget, you need to get your cars as full of gas as you can, so if you have to move, you can make the move somewhere. You should be at least with a half a tank in your vehicle so you can move 100 or so miles if you have to. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. That's the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on Twitter, or X, as it's now called, at Captain's America. And, of course, our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check it out and see all the great things we have to offer, including the website link-ups to people like my next guest here who's sticking along with us, and that's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey there, Mr. Kyle.
All right, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Yes, it's a great day in the neighborhood, and everybody's happy to hear you. It's 83 degrees in Tampa. This is the lull before the storm because right now it's mostly cloudy. I did see a little bit of what looked like lightning out in the Gulf a ways away. That might be the first bands of rain down below us somewhere. But when I was out about an hour and a half ago or so, I did see that. So let's say the pledge and get roaring. You ready?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God. Under God. Because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, we were talking about this during the break. A poll that's out there, many voters, including more than a third of the Democrats, want California Governor Gavin Newsom to challenge President Joe Biden for the 2024 Democratic presidential nomination. Now, this comes from the Rasmussen Report's National Telephone and Online Survey that finds that 37% of likely U.S. voters have a favorable impression of Newsom, including 15% with a very high opinion of him. Now, 43% view Newsom unfavorably, including 32% with a very unfavorable impression of the California Democrat, and another 19% just don't know what they think.
Well, it is very interesting because, of course, we also know that there's another poll that says that 77% of Americans, including 69% of Democrats, think that Joe Biden is just too old now to go into a second term.
Yep.
That's right. So this is some pretty, you know, tough things that president is facing poll-wise. For Gavin Newsom, he's got his negatives. There's no doubt about that. I live here in California. I could tell you all about Gavin Newsom. But to the country, he's going to be more of a blank slate to some degree. Republicans will talk about his record and so forth. But he doesn't have that other factor that Joe Biden has, the other big negative in terms of his age. And again, age isn't in and of itself the only determining thing, but it's how Joe Biden comports himself, the way he acts, and he seems kind of out of it. So the Democrats may be looking for somebody who they can put in who's not who doesn't have those negatives right now.
Well, I came across something on Town Hall, and I saved it till just now. Last week's GOP debate in Milwaukee was quite the gift to Joe Biden, and I'll explain. The president must be amazed at his good fortune. Because in the first debate, the Biden-orchestrated fiasco in Afghanistan of 2 years ago came up only fleetingly. Very, very, very few times. I would have been all over that had it been me. His appeasement of the Chinese Communist Party and its dictator for life, Xi, barely rated even a whisper. And not a word was spoken about the left's sustained assault on the Supreme Court and the mortal threat it poses to the rule of law. Therefore, Biden, and all the things that he's been pushing lately, he must feel pretty good about that.
Well, I think so, because those are a lot of key points.
Yep. They didn't even mention it. Didn't even mention it. Okay, Kyle, hold that thought. I hear the music coming up in my ear. Folks, we'll be right back with more, and we're going to let little old Jeffy Poo, who we might see for lunch today at Mission Barbecue, take us to break.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
That's right, and I will be at lunch at Mission Barbecue today from 11 to 1. We should be fine as far as the weather goes, because we're not going to see things deteriorate until later in the afternoon. It looks like as if around 3 to 4 o'clock, that's when things will start to go south very rapidly. But in the meantime, it looks like now I can tell you with no uncertainty that we probably are going to get winds gusting 50 to 70 miles an hour, which are tropical force winds, because we're going to be just far enough away, if everything stays the way it is right now, we're going to be just far enough away to where we won't get the bulk of the hurricane force winds, but just to the north of us, about 30 or 40 miles, you're going to see gusts 90-plus miles an hour, and there'll even be some 100-plus mile-an-hour gusts up there around Cedar Key and Crystal River, so be prepared, as well as the big storm surge that's coming up there, 8 to 12 feet. We're going to see 4 to 7. That's bad enough, but not as bad as 8 to 12, trust me. All right, now we're going to bring Kyle Warren into the mix here. And, Mr. Kyle Warren, sir, I wanted to discuss something with you. Let's see here. Let me pull it up here real quick. The folks around the White House have been dodging questions about a poll that's out there. And it's an AP-NORC poll that has ominous signs for both Donald Trump and Joe Biden in a possible 2024 rematch. First of all they can talk about is Biden is old and shouldn't be running. And secondly, they're now saying Trump is corrupt.
That's right. Yeah, this poll comes back saying Joe Biden is, quote, old and, quote, confused, and former President Donald Trump is, quote, corrupt and, quote, dishonest. Yep. These are part of the, these are many of the top terms that Americans are using, according to the AP, when they're asked to describe the Democrat in the White House and the Republican potential, you know, likely nominee here.
And there's another poll out there. Since we're talking about polls, we'll toss this into the mix. A Reuters Ipsos poll shows that Donald Trump's lead increased after the debate.
Well, that's right. And certainly a lot of this, I know, comes from the Republican base. But at the same time, because some people may have tuned in and said, well, I don't see an alternative here that I'm really excited about, that could be. Others might have tuned in and said, okay, maybe this can be done without Donald Trump. So I think there's one other poll that showed Trump losing a few percentage points, which was also to be expected to some degree. But as the primary season wears on, and depending on how many candidates stay in the race, those numbers could change even more. And it also depends, too, on what these candidates say and what President Trump says from here on in.
Who is the mayor of Los Angeles?
Well, that's Karen Bass.
Yes. All right. Well, she said, and I quote, illegal immigrants are not invited to her sanctuary city, but yet she's a sanctuary city. How could they not be invited?
Yes. It becomes a paradox, doesn't it?
Yeah.
it's an enigma. And, well, of course, because, Captain, I think these big blue cities are starting to figure out that when you have the lip service for sanctuariness, as it were, and then you actually start getting a lot of immigrants, coming into your city and you don't really have any capacity for that, you start figuring out that, wait a minute, this isn't a great idea.
Now, the GAO, which is the Government Accounting Office, is going to probe the decision to keep the Space Command in Colorado. I don't know what they think is going on there, but they were trying to move it to Alabama.
Pardon me, that's right. The House Armed Services Committee Chairman Mike Rogers, a Republican out of Alabama, has asked for that that investigation from the GAO last week. And, of course, you know, we had even talked about this, I think, when this came about, was a few weeks ago or so.
We did.
there might have been some kind of political issues along with this.
Now, small businesses are absolutely helpless when it comes to the spike in retail thefts. And they say that they feel abandoned by the lawmakers, who are doing absolutely nothing to give them some sort of legislative cover to where they could at least defend themselves in their stores by whatever means they want to do. Instead, they run the risk of being charged with assaulting the bad guys and girls.
Well, that's right. You know, and this is something that, of course, it just continues to be open season. It's open season on Nordstrom's, right? We had the big Nordstrom, flash mob session there, I think, up in Los Angeles here several days ago. But then you also have the mom and pop type stores, and people can come in. They know they can take something. It's not going to get prosecuted. It's not going to get noticed. And if you defend yourself or try to defend your property, well, now you're going to be seen as the aggressor. And I think it also boils down to, Captain, these wacky, I'm using that term sort of loosely here, these wacky prosecutors who have these very crazy ideologies that don't protect the innocent.
Do you remember the guy with the broom handle that was bopping the heck out of the guy that tried to steal something?
Yes.
He had a barrel, like a trash can or something, and he was just, I guess it was cigarettes he was grabbing, just throwing them, you know, pulling them off the shelves and putting them in this trash can to get them in the trash bag and then take everything with them. But the thing of it is they started to bop him with the broom handle, and they hit him pretty good, and he got knocked down. And then what happened was they arrested the guy, but they let him go. But they also arrested the guy that had the broom that was smacking the guy. Now, to me, why did you take a sledgehammer?
Well, you know, certainly in that kind of situation, I'm sure things can get carried away because you're in the, it's a heat of the moment kind of a thing.
But he was resisting.
I don't know what the charges, but well, that's right. And eventually he kind of stopped. And, but again, I don't know what the prosecutors are going to be saying about that. But that being said, again, you're not able to protect yourself. You're not able to stop the bad guys. This isn't the kind of society that we're supposed to have. Criminals have to have some fear that they're going to be caught and they're going to be punished in some way. And by the way, Captain, you know, we see interviews where some people will say, well, they have insurance. Well, goodness gracious me, the insurance goes up or they get dropped and all those costs get passed on to you and me because we would never think of walking into a store and not paying for something. It just, you know, and by the way, these criminals, they're not Jean Valjean from Les Miserables, right? Who is stealing bread because a baby is starving. They're coming in, they realize that they're taking this stuff wholeheartedly and just in a total criminal act.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And it's a shame that we're having to go through this when the law should be there to protect them as well as everybody else, in my opinion.
Well, right. And so we're all going to end up with everything behind plexiglass. You want to buy some shaving cream? Okay, we'll go get an attendant, and they'll come over and open the plexiglass for you so you can pick out your shaving cream, that kind of stuff.
Well, I'm starting to see it. I'm starting to see more and more of the stuff, especially in the drugstores, toiletries and whatnot, behind a plastic thing, and you got to ask for the clerk to come over and unlock it.
Exactly, and that's, you know, that's, first of all, it's time-consuming, and second of all, it just feeds into this notion that there's crime everywhere, and we can do generally nothing to stop it because, for some reason, the innocent don't have rights.
Yeah, the innocent don't have rights. That's a good one. All right. Well,
I'm saying that, yeah, sort of as a catch-all, but it's concerning because good, decent people want to be able to live their lives without all of these, you know, restrictions everywhere.
Well, maybe we should get a union for the guys and girls that steal stuff. Let them get a union and represent themselves that way.
You know,
Biden's a union guy. You know that, right?
Well, sure, sure.
Until they go against them.
Well, that's right. But again, it's these prosecutors, it's these ideologies that somehow laws are racist, law and order is racist. I mean, I'm just sort of generalizing here, but that's, you know, we can't take away the underpinnings of society and expect everything to be fine.
Correcto mundo. All right, I got the music coming up in my ear. Here it comes. So hold that thought, and folks, when we come back, bottom of the hour break coming up, stations get a chance to take a little extra break on this part of the half hour, and we'll be back with more. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, right after your station's get a chance to tell you what they're doing. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. Tropical storm Idalia is marching toward Florida. Luke Strickland with Florida's Emergency Management Agency says all the models are saying Idalia is getting stronger.
We project this to be a Category 3 major hurricane, 115-mile-per-hour winds heading towards Florida's Big Bend area, north of Tampa Bay all the way up to the Big Bend.
Idalia will make landfall on Florida's Gulf Coast by early Wednesday morning. Maui Police Chief John Pelletier is responding to criticism about barricades that were set up in Lahaina. Some reports say the barricades caused traffic congestion, trapping more people in the town as it burned on August 8th. Pelletier says there were barricades, but only in areas where there was already extreme danger. American Airlines is being hit with the largest ever fine for keeping passengers waiting on the tarmac. The Department of Transportation is fining the airline more than $4 million for long delays with passengers. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
And let me tell you about Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. They took care of my problem. I had been to several other different specialists, and nobody was able to figure out what to do. And I went to them, and right away they figured out what my problem was, and they came up with a solution, and it took a while, but it worked. It worked. And in the process, I didn't have to worry about losing my left foot or my ankle or my left leg, lower part of my left leg, because that's where it was headed because of the circulation problem and the swelling and this, that, and the other and the pain and everything else I was in. But I strongly recommend them. And if you're having problems and you don't know what's going on and you're not getting anywhere and it involves your legs or your ankles or your feet, then give them a call at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Pete on 38th at 66th. 727-896-4615. Could be the answer to your problems. Alrighty, Kyle Warner, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Well, it is, but I'm afraid for my friends there in Tampa. And by the way, you know, Captain, I feel kind of like an honorary Tampa resident. Everybody was so kind to me when I was there. And
you are.
So, you know, I'm just there with you in spirit for sure, just watching every minute.
Well, your spirit is floating over the studio right now, your spirit. All right, now.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Now, the Biden administration has touted a report on the unions and the economy ahead of Labor Day. How great everybody's doing. The unions have gotten some big pay raises, and things are so great. They've never been so good and all that stuff. I guess he forgot about how he got to where he got.
Well, no kidding. And, of course, they've got to go out and tout it. They don't really have any other choice at this time. And that's one of the reasons, Captain, why I think they want to continue to focus on Donald Trump, specifically because if they talk about Bidenomics, if they talk about inflation, if they talk about gas prices, et cetera, they're just going to paint themselves into a corner. It's just going to be a disaster. So it's much better to say, look at Donald Trump and all this stuff about the trials and this kind of thing, other than to talk about what's really happening with Bidenomics.
Now, there's a video that's out there right now, and it's come from Vladimir Putin and company, and it's Putin's blackmailing soldiers into fighting in the Ukraine war.
Yeah, this is really something because, you know, even, and by the way, I think we'll be talking with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright here in hour number four this morning, and I'd like to get his take on this as well, because evidently, you know, to try to encourage people to fight, in some ways they blackmail them even with false criminal charges and things like that. And the Wagner Group, which of course now has lost its leader, basically, wink, wink, Vladimir Putin.
Why was it an accident?
Sure it was an accident. And that's the Russian disinformation again. And, but of course they've come out of prisons in many cases, right? They've come in, they go out there to fight and whatnot. And, Putin just doesn't have a motivated force in the sense that they're fighting for nationalism and, we're gonna defend Mother Russia and all this kind of stuff. And so Putin has a lot of problems with this.
Well, as Ukraine's counteroffensive has gained some momentum, Russia is now deploying some of its last good reserves, the last of the elite troops that he's got, and this is not the Wagner Group.
No, it's not, but it kind of goes hand in hand with the last story we were just talking about, right? Because eventually there's a finite resource, you know, for Vladimir Putin, whether it's, you know, gung-ho troops or troops that he's having to coerce in some way. And that's the scary part, Captain, because then you start listening back to what Medvedev has been saying and what these Russian apologists on television in Moscow say, and that is to talk about actually seriously talking about wanting to use a nuclear weapon, because they just can't not win at this point. There's no way that Putin's going to turn tail and run. So it's almost an impossible situation. So when we see stories like this, we do wonder, you know, are we getting closer to some other kind of escalation here?
Now, China's in the news for a couple of different things. As China's worsening economic slowdown is now starting to ripple across the globe. They're not able to go out and buy as much stuff from these countries as they were at one time because they haven't got the money.
Well, that's right. China's economy continues literally to spiral, and hopefully there's a lot that the United States has been doing and even others to try to de-risk, not necessarily decouple, but de-risk from China. But there's going to be something go wrong in China that we've never seen before. And that, again, also begs the question, will they try to sort of buck up everything by saying, okay, now's the time that we're going to do this big maneuver and go get Taiwan and try to distract from the obvious chaos that's happening in the Chinese economy to the Chinese.
Now, we're starting to see the United States start to buckle down a little bit on COVID-19, right?
Right.
But in the meantime, the people that created it, China, will not require COVID-19 tests for incoming travelers in a milestone in its reopening.
Well, that's right. Back in last January, China actually ended the quarantine requirements for Chinese citizens going abroad, basically. So, yes, this is pretty interesting because as we're trying to ramp it up, maybe they're trying to ramp it down. I mean, how is Biden going to sell this one?
Well, speaking of Biden selling something, here's one that he's going to have a little trouble trying to do. He's going to be visiting Hanoi next month as he's seeking to strengthen the U.S.-Vietnam relations, and apparently he's going to take his checkbook with him.
Well, that's right. And, of course, obviously, you know, everything going on in the region there. We had an aircraft carrier, I think, visit Vietnam just recently,
yep.
And that angered the Chinese like you wouldn't believe. So I can't imagine what the president's trip is going to do for that as well.
Well, the San Francisco Nordstrom's store has now closed after more than 30 years in business amidst the retail exodus because, again, shoplifting.
Well, that's right. It's a 30,000-plus square foot store, 30,000 square feet. You know, everybody loves to go to these kinds of stores, right? They sort of meander around, and there are multiple levels. They're big anchors for malls. But this has been open there since 1998, and it permanently closed down this last Sunday. And,
yeah.
Yes, that's right, Captain. San Francisco is just becoming, a terrible place to be.
And finally, progressives are rejoicing as the birth rates have dramatically dropped.
Yeah, we saw this and we thought, wow, you know, what kind of, you know, is it really that, you know, do they really think that? I mean, that's really hard to believe.
Short answer, yes.
Well, that's right. But it's not so hard to believe, right, when you realize that a lot of this kind of thinking is based on the idea that humanity is a scourge upon the earth and it needs to be really seriously curtailed. And that's a kind of philosophy that I think is just diametrically opposed to what most people have thought throughout history.
Remember, liberalism is a mental disorder.
Well, right. Well, the idea is, you know, there just needs to be less people and this kind of thing. And of course, it kind of flies in the face of, you know, be fruitful and multiply, this kind of thing that's been the basis for civilization since, I don't know, the beginning of time.
Perhaps. Okay, here comes the music. Hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We're going to do another Trucker's Highway and Bible report. Check and see that things are either better or worse than what they were last hour. But we'll be right back. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Even though my name, they call me the Wanderer. Yeah, the
nothing, but I'm going nowhere. Oh, yeah, I'm the type of guy that likes to roam around. I'm never in one place. I roam from town to town. And when I find myself, I'm falling for some girl. Yeah, I hop right into that car of mine. I drive around the world. Yeah, I'm a wanderer.
Kyle, who is that masked man singing that song with that group?
That could only be Dion.
Dion DiMucci, yep. And I'll tell you what, that's back in the golden days of rock and roll. That was actually live, performed live, and it's a video I'm looking at. 1961, Dion. And I'll tell you what, wow. he still plays that today, and he's still got the same voice almost as what he had before.
Well, that's right. And, you know, to keep going that strong, that's amazing.
Yep, and now he's in his 80s, or 80 anyway. All right, let's get you started. What's going on out west? I see plenty.
Well, we continue to have these excessive heat warnings in southern Arizona. For Tucson, Phoenix, for example, you might get as high as 115 degrees there during the afternoon. Continues on over through Lake Havasu City, Kingman, and up just shy of Las Vegas, Nevada right now, although it's still going to be pretty warm in Las Vegas. Right now it's 91 degrees on the Las Vegas Strip for our friends there in Las Vegas. Out in the Southern California desert, you could have heat as high as 119, according to the forecast. This is out near Palm Springs area, desert center, that area. So you want to be careful there. We do continue with aerial flood watch in northern Washington. This is going to be west of Seattle and over on into northern Idaho as well. So you want to be aware of that. Air quality alert continues to stick around Medford, Oregon because of those wildfires. They don't have a whole lot on precipitation. Still near Lamar, Colorado. That's the southeast corner. And also still down near Carlsbad, New Mexico. So be careful out there.
Well, we've got what I like to call the schmutz, which is up there on the North Dakota and South Dakota line with Minnesota. Goes into Minnesota, the western part of Minnesota, about 50 miles or thereabouts. And it's just smoke that's settled in there, poor air quality. And then when you go on down to Nebraska, you've got it from about North Platte all the way over to Omaha and the Iowa state line, and all the way from the South Dakota line all the way down to the Kansas line, about 100 miles deep. So there you go. And when you get on down towards the Dallas Metroplex, you're going to find some more schmutz down there. However, down along the Gulf, south of Dallas, on down to Brownsville, there's patchy areas of fog tonight. So you're going to have the fog to deal with. Now, I'm going to move over into Florida, and I'm going to mention Georgia in this. I'm also going to mention South Carolina in this. But we have got the hurricane coming in, Idalia, and it will be a hurricane before long, maybe when they make their first pass for the hurricane hunters this morning. We'll see. But we've got just a vicious-looking storm front, if you take a look at the weather.gov website. And you'll see solid red, fire engine red, out into the Gulf, maybe 100 miles or thereabouts, and then all the way in, about halfway across Florida, you'll see the watches, you'll see the warnings, you'll see the flood warnings and watches, you'll see the Keys currently under warnings of a tropical storm and flooding as well. We do have surge is going to be a big problem. A lot of water being pushed by this storm, which is probably going to come ashore as a Category 3. And remember, when you're on the right side of the storm, that's the place you don't want to be, because that's where the showers wrap around and come back around the big bands, as well as the other weather that you have to put up with, namely the storm surge, which is going to be coming in as well up there. Around Cedar Key and Crystal River, it could be 8 to 12 foot on up towards Big Bend, and that's going to be just absolutely terrible because it's coming in on the high tide, and many of those homes that are on the canal in Crystal River are sitting at level sea level. You add 8 to 12 feet to that, Kyle, and you got water over the first story of the building.
It is devastating, and it's very, very serious, yes.
Yeah, so the people that have been told in the Class A zones, the evacuation zones, to leave, you need to think seriously about doing just that. Go get a hotel room or go pitch a tent somewhere on higher ground and don't come back until the storm has surpassed, because the water is what gets you. Nothing else is, you know, tree limbs once in a while, the wind once in a while, but the water is exactly what gets you. And I hate to tell you how many people have drowned before in some of these storms, and they find them in their homes, they find them in their cars, because they just didn't get out of the way. They didn't get out of the way of the water. All right, well, Kyle, tell us about the Pile and Plan J real quick.
All right, folks, check out the great fuel rewards that you can get at Pilot and Flying J Travel Center simply by downloading the My Rewards Plus app. Go to pilotflyingj.com for more information and to find the location nearest you. That's pilotflyingj.com.
All righty, we got Denise Simon, I believe, on the line here right now, so good morning there to you.
Hey, good morning.
Yep, and, you know, we're going to start out. Are you ready, first of all, for the storm that's going to be a hurricane soon?
Yeah, pretty much. Got a few things still to do outside.
See, now, Kyle, she's lucky. She doesn't have to worry about the water. She's sitting on top of a mountain.
Well, that's good. Good for Denise. I'm glad about that.
Yeah, she can actually take a sailboat and sail downhill and still be safe.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about
that. It won't come to that.
Okay. Well, as Adalia is getting closer and closer, we're all just looking out and working with our neighbors and trying to make sure that everybody's okay. But I got to ask you a question, Denise. The White House yesterday and little old Frenchie dodged a question about a poll that's out there, the AP NORC poll, that talks about Joe Biden's age and the fact that he's way too old to be president, and she just avoided it altogether.
Well, look, there are people that are 80, 85, and then there are people that are 80 and 85, and some of them, I mean, there could be a lot of difference in their physical and mental abilities.
Yep.
And I would say that Joe is not one of the ones that can hold on to his physical and mental abilities. I mean, you just can't. So they're not going to address the question except for her to say, you ought to see this guy in action. Well, yeah, we'd love to see him in action, but we don't. You guys are hiding him.
Yeah.
He works a great schedule, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, well, you know, we wouldn't know that, because if you go look at the president's schedule, which is supposed to be published every night for the following day, there's never anything on it if they publish it.
Right.
So, stop hiding it.
Well, I don't disagree with you, and I really think that he needs to, and I really think that the reason that they're holed up doing what they're doing is because they're trying to figure out what they want to do, how they want to bow out gracefully or what. All right, here comes the music. Hold that thought. Kyle, you hang on there, too. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Tuesday. And, yes, I'll be at Mission Barbecue for lunch today from 11 to 1. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.